I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. There's a new opera. It's set in Death Row in a visiting room with a mass murderer spending his days sweeping the floor, a young mother visiting her condemned husband. Ingredients for an opera called Small Box. It'll be put on in the Buskirk Chumley Theater, one night only, November 7th at 7 p.m. Music is by Herman Whitfield III, an IU School of Music grad. And the libretto is by our guest, Bruce Pearson, a retired teacher and volunteer prison worker. Bruce, thanks very, very much for coming in. Tell us a little bit about your own background, teaching, and that at the same time got into prison work a little bit.
Well, I'm a native Hoosier, went to college in Indiana, Earlham College in Richmond, and did a master's degree here at IU, and then went on to Berkeley for a doctorate, took a position at the University of South Carolina, and while there, was involved in teaching a few classes behind the prison walls. This was a number of years ago when South Carolina and many other states had very progressive prison policies. It happened, though, that there were no classes offered for men in the death row unit, so the Commissioner of Corrections asked me if I would be willing to go in as a volunteer, which I did for about 20 years until prison policies changed, and after having been invited in, I was invited out at that point. Prison policies in general have become much more repressive over the years. The material for the storyline and the libretto comes from many incidents that I actually observed or heard about from other prison workers in South Carolina and other states.
Now, there are short stories, there are plays. Why an opera?
Well, I like music, always have, and the story just came to me in a rather roundabout way. This is a one-act opera. It is set in a death row visiting room. The characters are based on real people. The incidents are things that have happened in various places. It's brought together in a fictional way, compressing it into a single place and 1 hour time span. Other than that, it's a very realistic drama.
The music for the drama is by an IU grad, Herman
Yes.
Whitfield. And how did you meet him? How did this work out?
Well, we met online. There's an organization called American Composers Forum. I became a member and posted a notice, heard from Herman and a number of other people, talked with several people, but especially with Herman. We decided that we were on the same wavelength where the story was concerned, and he has come up with a remarkable score. I am just delighted, and I think everyone who has heard pieces of it so far is equally thrilled.
So this was a situation where it was an online...
Well, that's how we met originally, but he lives in Indianapolis. He teaches there. Musical lines for the singers are fairly stark, as you might imagine, in a prison setting. The orchestral accompaniment is just magnificent. It's worthy of Puccini at his best, I would say. I really like Herman's work, and we enjoy working together. And I have to tell you that it is the first part of a projected trilogy, so we have every hope of going on, and the libretto for the two remaining pieces has been completed. So that's a project for another day. But hopefully, Bloomington audiences will have a chance eventually to see the entire trilogy.
We've been talking with writer Bruce Pearson about the upcoming production of the opera Small Box. It'll be presented in the Buskirk Chumley Theater in Bloomington, and that's one night only, November 7th at 7 p.m., with music by Herman Whitfield III. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.